Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. During World War I, women's clubs in Oregon went from planning parade floats and cleanup days to recruiting women to register for war work. The president of the Federation of Women's Clubs in Oregon, Therese Kastner of Hood River, became a tireless advocate of what she called woman power. She visited clubs throughout the state, urging women to register with the government should they be called upon to replace men going to war. Women in most cities agreed to participate and to handle the registration after she visited each one and made a personal plea. She said women had evolved to do more. "The increase in our activities has not lowered our efficiency at home," she said, while boasting that she still baked her own bread and devoted the proper amount of time to her children. She must have done a good job of getting women into the labor force. In 1919, as the country moved toward Armistice Day, she told a club in Grants Pass she was now on tour to convince women to surrender their wartime jobs to returning soldiers and sailors. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempster, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.